Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
I think we saw the greatest baseball performance of a lifetime by Shohei Ohtani. Morning, everybody. Beautiful morning. What weather. I mean, the last 2 days here in West Palm Beach are the reason that, you know, everyone moves down here. The reason that Florida, especially South Florida, West Palm Beach, a hotbed of new people moving to town. I mean, dang, the humidity is like completely gone.
These are the best days, best weather we'll get in Florida, so enjoy it.
By the way, Damian Perez, our co-host and producer down here at the City Place Studios, as always. But beautiful weather, man. I've been enjoying it. I enjoyed it last night when I was doing a little high school football action. Two top 10 teams. I had a good matchup last night, Dame.
Great matchup.
Jupiter and Martin County. Two great coaches in Rod Harris and Martin and Jupiter. Obviously, Crads. Man, I love Cradman.
There was great matchups everywhere last night, honestly.
And then my good friend Vinny Sutherland, offensive coordinator for Martin County. But Jupiter took care of business in that one, 27-7. Talked to Crads after the game. We owe Cradman lunch. Colin and I owe Cradman lunch what do you mean, oh boy? You're on the board for that post-game show for high school. How many times have we had Jason Cradman on that post-game show?
Honestly, he's a great guy.
Colin will go 45 minutes with Cradman.
Every time we reach out, he's available for us.
He'll go 45 minutes with Cradman. So, Crads, if you're listening, brother, we owe you a little dinner here at ESPN 106.3. But, folks, it's truly been great. Great weather. Great high school football last night. I mean, we had top 10 matchups throughout the entire weekend. And then the game of the week was Newman and West Boca, and Newman winning in a thriller. Given West Boca their first loss in God only knows how long.
To a Florida team.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you got Dylan Potts does such a great job with West Boca, and then obviously you got Jack Daniels, over at Newman. Yeah, it was a heck of a name. It is small world time. He coached Johnny Dixon.
Wow.
And I had class with Johnny Dixon at Ohio State.
That's amazing.
So not like a full circle moment, but kind of a cool moment.
In a way.
You know, yeah, a bit. But Damian, I saw you before we left the studio last night for our high school obligations. And it was funny because at the time, Shohei Ohtani already went 6 innings, already had a plethora of strikeouts in the game. Ohtani finished with 10 strikeouts on the game, only 2 hits. He did walk 3 batters on 100 pitches thrown. But 6 innings, 10 pitches, that's half of the story. Because Shohei had 3 home runs. This is the, Damien, I'm ready to say it. This is the best baseball performance I have personally ever seen.
I mean, it has
seen.
To be.
I personally think as well, it is the best baseball performance in the history of the game. I mean, the only way this would have been better if it was in the World Series. That's like
if the game was closer.
I don't even think that, Dame, because it's just he single-handedly beat this team.
I mean, he really did.
That's the impressive part.
He scored 5 runs and he had 3 of them.
He single-handedly beat this team last night with his 6 innings pitch, 10 strikeouts, and his 3 home runs. And the only way I think that this could be better is if it were in a World Series game. Say, like, maybe a decisive game, a closeout game. How about that? A closeout game. But we've never seen this. Even when the great Babe Ruth was doing it, and listen, none of us were alive back in the early 1900s when Babe was eating hot dogs, smoking cigarette, and hanging out and bombing 700 home runs on the ball diamond. None of us were alive to see that. This is the only measuring stick we have of someone pitching and hitting at this elite of a level. And this is over. It's over, by the way. I've been telling Colin for about a week and a half now, this is over. The Dodgers are winning the whole thing. I don't even need to watch the World Series.
No parody.
I don't even need to watch the World Series. Now, the AL matchup, I obviously, folks, went back, watched all the highlights, watched all the key moments, but I wasn't able to watch the AL game because that's how I told you I was at watching Jupiter and Martin. But at least that game has some juice. At least, you know, the Mariners were able to win their final game at home and make the series interesting.
Eugenio Suarez, man.
But Damian, I still think that it's the Dodgers and everyone else. And Shohei Ohtani had the greatest baseball performance of all time. Three at-bats, three hits, three home runs, three RBIs. He had four at-bats. He walked, excuse me. Four at-bats, a walk, and three home runs. And we were talking about how he's had a bad postseason at the plate. We were talking how he had a bad postseason at the plate, too. So good for the Dodgers. Dave Roberts, after the game, said, let's ruin baseball. You know, I think the Dodgers are playing into the narrative that they're too loaded. They're too good. But, yeah, if you missed the postgame and what Dave Roberts said, lifting up the NL pennant, he said, let's continue to ruin baseball. Let's continue to ruin.
He's trolling.
He's trolling. Absolutely. He's 100% trolling. Damien, ask me if the Dodgers are ruining baseball.
Are the Dodgers ruining baseball?
They are. As much as Ohtani's performance is great, as much as I'm happy for Dave Roberts and company.
Well, I mean, are they, or are they just doing what they're allowed to do?
There needs to be that. You're right. They're taking advantage of the rules. They're taking advantage of no salary cap. The thing I have a problem with is the deferred contracts. That's what I have an issue with. You're able to pay Shohei Ohtani basically $2 million a year right now, so you could go out, or rather, so you could keep around.
That's got to be fixed.
So you could keep around Tommy Edman. So you could keep around Kike Hernandez. So you could keep around Max Muncy. And I mean, Mookie, he's under astronomical money. Freddie Freeman is under astronomical money. The thought process there is they're able to do all that with the deferred contracts and still go out and get all these great players. And I ain't even got to their pitching staff. Tyler Glasnow is on $25 million a year, mate. $25 million a year. And they're paying Shohei Ohtani a $700 million contract. How does that make sense?
Which is another pitcher,
and,
too.
And then Blake Snell. They go out and get Blake Snell, the Cy Young winner. Pitcher of the Padres. What? I that's the issue. That's what I have the problem with. The only team that had a chance to beat this Dodger team were the Phillies with their pitching and their 1-9. Their 1-9 was the best chance of getting after Dodger pitching and getting into the bullpen. It happened one game with Babe Schwarber, with Kyle Schwarber and the two bombs that he had. But Bryce Harper was terrible. Castellanos was terrible. And it just went to crap. So I think I'm good. As inspiring last night's performance was by Shohei Ohtani, as historic Shohei Ohtani's performance was last night. Yeah, Dave Roberts, I know you're trolling, but you guys are ruining baseball. They are. And there needs to be a salary cap. I thought this was a team that was going to win 117 regular season games. Shame on me. Because I should have known that they were saving everything for the playoffs, that they were getting right for the playoffs. They're sneakily going to win 92 games. Let the Brewers win 97 games and, you know, spoil the party before they get to the big dance. You know, drink too much in the pregame, Dame, as the kids say. You know, I had a little, the Brewers had a little too much in the pregame.
Isn't that on brand for them, though?
The Dodgers were pacing themselves throughout the night with a couple of waters, but it is on brand. I mean, the Brewers, now best record in the MLB. It was a historic season.
Gotta do it in the playoffs,
though. It was a historic season for Milwaukee. And let's give them credit. They were able to beat Chicago. Usually, the typical Brewers lose to Chicago, and they poop down their leg, and they don't win a playoff series. But they beat a bitter rival and their former gaffer in Craig Counsell. And they move on to the next round, but they forgot their bats. They forgot their bats in that series. The Brewers scored one run in every single game. They scored four runs in four games. Four runs in four games. It is disgraceful. That is boo you off the plane when you get back to Milwaukee, which they would never do. And I'm not condoning booing teams after their big playoff runs. But, geez, four runs in four games, one run in each game?
Especially against the evil empire.
Yeah, but is it more about how great the Dodgers are or the Brewers? I think it's about how great the Dodgers are in the start. I mean, Glasnow, 5.2. Ohtani, 6 innings. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, 9 innings. And then Blake Snell going 8. Should have went 9. He should have went 9. He was at 103, and they didn't bring him back out for the 9th. If you remember, in game 1, they brought Roki Sasaki onto the mound, got shelled a bit, took him out. Game was close, 2-1, bases loaded, 2 outs, Terang at the plate, and Trinan strikes him out. Colin and I were on to something. Colin Russo, that is. You can listen to Russo and Rizzo, myself and Colin, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. Colin and I were on to something when we said they needed to win that game 1. They needed the theme, magic, and mojo of winning that game 1.
The Brewers
1.
Did.
Yeah, they needed it. If the Brewers won game 1, I think it would have been a different series. Instead, it's a sweep, and Shohei Ohtani, I personally think, had the best MLB game in the history of the league. 6 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, 3 home runs. The guy is not human. Damian, we have a big, big weekend of college football. A big weekend of college football. Now, we'll get to the Hurricanes, folks. I know a lot of you are tuned in to hear me rant and rave about the Hurricanes. But listen, when your quarterback throws 4 interceptions, you're going to lose this. You're going to lose everybody. You're not going to beat anybody when your quarterback is throwing 4 interceptions. But if you need somewhere, folks, and like I said, we'll get to Miami. We'll get to all the big matchups. But if you need somewhere to watch all of these games, Pig Beach Barbecue on 2400 South Dixie Highway, it's your spot all football season. With the best video walls, big screen TVs, and audio systems in Florida, it's the best place to watch all the games. Enjoy incredible barbecue, burgers, signature sandwiches, beers, cocktails, and so much more as you cheer on for your favorite team. They have the Sunday ticket, folks, so be sure to check with them if you want a specific game on one of those TVs. And they have a great late-night happy hour menu that'll keep you cheering all night long. You got to do football season right at Pig Beach Barbecue, 2400 South Dixie Highway. Folks, try the mac and cheese. Try the mac and cheese from Pig Beach Barbecue and thank me later. And I think, Damian, you could even speak on that. The mac and cheese. And it's all great. I mean, folks.
Pair it with the pulled pork.
The pulled pork, the everything, everything. Get the pulled pork sandwich and the mac and cheese and thank me later. But, Dame, the Miami Hurricanes falling victim at home. Now, I think I said, and I did say this on this show. I said last week, Damian. I said last week, how do you have two bye weeks in 3 weeks? Bye week, game, bye week. Miami was in trouble off the rip. Get you out of your mojo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get you out of your routine. Now, losing to an unranked Louisville team at home when you're the number 2 team in the country, no excuses. But Beck had a stinker. Beck threw 4 interceptions in the game. And Miami did not score a touchdown in the second and third quarter. Can't do that. Can't do that at home. You can't flirt with a bad opponent at home. Louisville jumped out for that 14-0 lead. Miami did not. They never were in the lead all night. They weren't even tied. They never were in the lead or tied in the game. Louisville had the lead the entire night. And Carson Beck in the 4 interceptions, man. He was the leading Heisman favorite heading into the game, Damian. According to our great friends at Hard Rock Bet, which I'll tell you about in a few seconds, Beck was the leading Heisman candidate. The leading Heisman candidate heading into the game at about plus 400, plus 450. You throw that, if you have that ticket, you could flush it down the toilet. Now, maybe Miami wins every single game, loses one game, and this is their only stinker. But, like, I'm going to say the same thing I said for Florida State when Florida State had their first loss against Virginia. Season's not over for the Canes. Now, it certainly makes things more interesting within the ACC because I don't know. And the Big Ten this year, it's Ohio State and nobody else, in my opinion. I got into it with the boys on Russo and Rizzo about Indiana. I'm not buying Indiana, folks. You guys could buy Indiana if you want. I'm not buying that team. They did this last year. They didn't win at Oregon. Oregon stinks too, mate. I'm done hearing this. Oregon stinks too. What's the best one Oregon has? At Penn State, who lost to Northwestern?
Yeah, that hasn't aged the best.
You could play the schedule. I understand you could play the schedule game with everybody, but enough with the Indiana. Enough. Anyway, the ACC, right? Georgia Tech and Virginia. Those are and believe it or not, the Duke Blue Devils. Those are the teams sitting at 3-0 in the conference. SMU at 2-1. You want to here's the good news for Miami. SMU stinks. Duke stinks. Virginia's a pretty good team. Georgia Tech's a pretty good team. I think Miami could easily still win this conference. I do. There's no great team. There's no boogeyman in the conference. I still think Miami's a good team. The only reason they lost that game was because of Beck. Beck threw four picks, man. You're not beating anybody. Not beating anybody. You'd lose to Youngstown State. Shout out the Penguins. You'd lose to Youngstown State if you throw four interceptions. I don't care who your quarterback is.
And he threw an interception where they could have tied the game with under a minute left.
I mean, it was minute 20 left. They're in field goal range. And he throws a pick. He couldn't believe it.
It was a bad pick, too.
It was towards the sideline. You just saw his face. He couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Got to be better than that. And Malachi Toney is him.
What a player.
That guy is really good, dude.
True freshman, too.
And this is coming from a Buckeye. I mean, he's up to he's Jeremiah Smith level.
Is there a chance that Beck has been getting carried this whole time by Toney? I mean, every time he touches the ball, it seems like he goes for like 20, 30.
Beck's erratic. That's the best way I could put it. Outside of that 1 year at Georgia, where he threw Carson threw like 39 touchdowns and had four interceptions all year. 2 years ago at Georgia. Last year, obviously, he got hurt. Things didn't go well. Lost the locker room a bit. Then he comes over to Miami, and we hear how great everything is for him at Miami. We hear how...
revival.
Yeah, it revived him. He was kind of sick of football. That's why the best way I could put it is Beck is erratic. Miami still has... How about this? The Miami defense, who's put behind the sticks numerous times last night... got off the field in the fourth game. I was texting Theo Dorsey. You can listen to Theoretically Speaking 2-4 on these airwaves with my guy Theo. Theo, big Miami guy. He was texting our group chat. Miami's cooked. It was at the 6-minute mark. I said, plenty of time.
That was after the UM interception, right?
No, it was before. Yeah, it was after. It was after. Sorry. They score and then they kick it off. And Theo's like worried. I'm like, dude. I've been talking up this Miami defense for 6 weeks now. Let's see them get off the field. And they got off the field.
They got that big fumble.
They gave Beck a chance. Mm-hmm. They gave Beck a chance. And what did he do with it?
Threw a pick.
Exactly.
Steal the game.
I still think Miami is a great team. And all my Hurricane fans out there, you're going to win that godforsaken SEC. And then quickly, if I'm going to call Georgia Tech a good team, Virginia a good team, Indiana probably deserves some phrase in the sense of I think Indiana are probably better than those two teams. But you get what I'm saying. The great team in the ACC is Miami. The great team in the Big Ten is Ohio State. And I think there are – and listen, is this a bad look for me to say this with Miami just losing to Louisville? Fine. But I point to the quarterback. You know that Spider-Man meme when you're pointing at each other? It's me pointing at Carson Beck. It's your fault, mate.
It is.
That's your fault, mate.
That game specifically, there's no one else you can put it on because the defense played a great game.
Theo was calling for Cam Ward to leave the Titans and come back to the Hurricanes. He goes, I wish Cam had another year of eligibility. I think Cam Ward thinks that too, Theo. So don't feel bad, mate, with how bad things have gone with the Tennessee Titans. But yeah, I was shocked. And Damian, we were here. We were at the City Place Studios. I just got back from Jupiter and Martin. And I was cutting up the highlights, and I look over, and you know, you hear the roar of the broadcast, and it's just an interception on the sideline. I'm like, they serious? Because in the back of my mind, I'm like, all right, we're gonna have overtime.
And they were driving.
I go, I'm gonna make my cuts on my video for Brian, and I'm gonna watch overtime with the boys in the production room. Hear the roar of the TV, and I'm like, it's over. Oh, Beck threw another pick. Shocker. Threw four on the night. I feel bad for him, though, too. Like, I mean, you got Hurricane fans calling for Cam Ward to get more eligibility. That's what happens when you lose,
folks. Can't do that against Louisville at home.
Louisville stinks, too. Like, oh, God. I mean, this isn't.
We can kind of look away.
Won at Louisville. How about that? Virginia won at Louisville the week after beating Florida State. So, it's one of those losses where it's an anomaly because there's a valid excuse. And then I know Coach Cristobal more or less said after the game, you know, we lose as a team, we win as a team. When they asked him about Beck and the four interceptions, but it doesn't matter what level. Ask Rod Harris, head coach of Martin County. Ask Jason Cradman, head coach of Jupiter. If your quarterback throws four interceptions, you're going to win the game? Are you going to win the game? Beck threw three picks in the fourth quarter. He had three picks, and Miami had a chance to win the game or tie the game with a minute and 20. That shows how good of a football team they are. That shows how good of a football team the Miami Hurricanes are. So I can't necessarily bury Miami. For all my Florida State fans out there who wanted me to bury Miami this morning, that's not happening. The ACC is as wide open as it gets. Not a lot of good teams in the ACC. You got Miami, you got Georgia Tech, and I think you have Virginia. So I can't sit here and really get on the Hurricanes saying that they're going to be in a lot of trouble. That would just be foolish.
Virginia 3-0 against the conference.
Dame, do you want to know where we're going to have a lot of fun this year and not be in trouble? That is the Boca Raton Bowl down in South Florida. Folks, get your tickets for the 12th annual Boca Raton Bowl at beautiful Flagler Credit Union Stadium, December 23rd at BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets. That is BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets. You could get your pre-sale sign up right there. There are going to be two great teams playing in the game year in and year out. This is one of the better bowls throughout the entire bowl season. Let's spend the holidays in paradise. Let's spend the holidays coming up in paradise at the Boca Raton Bowl December 23rd. I don't want to be anywhere but South Florida anyway. The weather is terrible. The weather is crap. Let's have some fun at the 12th annual Boca Raton Bowl coming up this year. BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets. That is BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets. You can follow on social media at Boca Bowl. BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets to get your pre-sale sign up. Dame, it was a short turnaround for us this morning.
Oh yeah,
short turnaround after the big night of high school. What are you most looking forward to today on the slate?
There's a lot.
You got a lot of college football. You got obviously we have Inter Miami. You're going to hear Inter Miami coverage coming up at 5:30 on the English side. Damian's going to go live on the Deporte Spanish side at 5:00. So we got a lot of things today. What are you most looking forward to?
Honestly, it has to be that Inter Miami match. I mean, it's a huge game against Nashville, big playoff implications. And at the end of the day, it's decision day. So we will know who Inter-Miami is playing in the playoffs after today. So that's honestly what I'm looking forward to. It's been a long season. We've been through the whole ride. So today's the day we find out who Inter-Miami plays in that MLS playoffs, which is a huge objective of ours.
There are so many ways this thing could go to. If Inter-Miami wins, if Inter-Miami draws, if Inter-Miami ties, and we'll have all your Inter-Miami coverage. Damien on the Spanish side, 760 AM, Deportes Radio, starting at 5:00. Dame will have the pregame, and I'll be on the call filling in again for the voice of the Inter-Miami Herons, Ken Lavica. Ken's got his FAU duties. He is on the college side today. I am taking over on the play-by-play for a game again today. Nashville, and we're going to have a ton of fun, folks. Be sure to be listening coming up at 5:30. Well, we haven't really got in to the big slate of college football. We have a ton of SEC matchups this weekend. Colin and I are not in Madison, which is a disgrace. For those of you that don't know, Colin Russo, my partner during Russo and Rizzo, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, went to Wisconsin.
But he's a big hater. Big Wisconsin hater.
Me, myself, and I, Mike Rizzo, went to Ohio State. Biggest Ohio State fan here in South Florida. And we are not at the Madison game. And to make things even worse, we have a sister station in Madison. And I've never been there. I've never been to the state of Wisconsin. The company, our owner of Good Karma Brands, Craig Karmazin, our fearless leader, and our president, Steve Politziner, are another one of our fearless leaders. They started the company in Wisconsin. They went to Madison. Damien, I should be at that damn game.
It's the origin.
I should be at that damn game wearing my Buckeye gear, bothering the hell out of Scones. We messed up. We got to take a timeout, though. 888-760-3776, that number to call on in. When we return, we'll go through all the big games. You got USC and Notre Dame. You got a full slate of SEC games. We'll check in on the Big Ten. All that coming up next on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Shohei Ohtani with the greatest baseball performance we have ever seen. Miami, the Hurricanes, losing at home to Louisville and a packed college football slate coming up today and tonight. Welcome on back to Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We are live at the City Point Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. Folks, the Florida Gators are back in action coming up today. Mississippi State, that's going to be an SEC Network game. But for all of my Florida Gator fans out there, do not miss any more of the home games at the Swamp. You got Senior Night coming up November 29th against in-state rival Florida State. You have Florida and Florida State coming up November 29th and Senior Night. You got to visit FloridaGators.com to secure your seat today. That's FloridaGator.com, FloridaGators.com to secure your seat today. The Gators certainly have a lot to play for still on that SEC schedule, and they are going to be facing off against Mississippi State coming up today at home. That's going to be a 4:15 start. Go to FloridaGators.com to secure your seat. That is FloridaGators.com. Now, the story with Florida, Damian, are they going to fire Billy Napier? Is Billy Napier going to be around after the game? There was a report from USA Today. My best guess is that Billy probably leaves, but listen, leaves and gets fired. But if you're the Florida fans out there, this is, you know, get it right this time, right? I mean, obviously, Billy Napier looks like, if Billy isn't the coach and the reports are true after this game, if Billy's not the coach, you got to find that coach that's going to take you to the promised land. It's easier said than done. The Gators have struggled since Urban Meyer, really. I mean, they've had 7 head coaches since Coach Meyer left for Ohio State, or rather resigned and then signed with Ohio State. But you got to find the guy that's going to build that program from the ground up again. Because Florida, I know they won a national, I know they won a basketball national championship. Folks, football is king. Football is king. It's where all the money is. That's what people in Florida, I personally think, care about. The Gators are a football school. It's time to make the Gators a football school again. Damien, Mississippi State's a good team too. I'm interested to see how they show up at home in the Swamp and with the reports of Billy Napier possibly losing his job. But folks, that is the Florida Gator side of things coming up this weekend. Damian, we got a big noon matchup. Speaking of the SEC, let's go through that college football scoreboard. You got a big noon matchup in the SEC with LSU and Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. LSU on the road. LSU struggling to put up points this season. Outside of southeastern Louisiana, LSU has not scored over 25 points in a single game. They scored 17 against Clemson, 23 against Louisiana Tech, 20 against Florida, 19 against Ole Miss, 20 against South Carolina. They need to figure that offense out. Similar to Miami, Ohio State, they have an elite defense. And Coach Brian Kelly really bolstered that defense in the transfer portal. But offensively, I didn't have a doubt in my mind that they were going to be able to put up points before the season with Garrett Nussmeier, returning captain and quarterback for the team. But they are struggling to put up points. They've scored 25 points one time this year, and that was a 56-10 team against southeastern Louisiana, the Lions, who are one of the worst teams I've ever seen. So I think this is a huge spot for Brian Kelly on the road. Damian, this weekend specifically, especially within the SEC, this is where these teams start to separate themselves. Every SEC team is either sitting at 2-1, 1-1 within the SEC right now. Alabama is 3-0 in the conference. They are the best team within said conference. Them and Ole Miss. Ole Miss hasn't necessarily played anybody of substance in the SEC outside of LSU, while Alabama has gone on the road, beaten Georgia, and beaten Missouri. Ole Miss, by the way, going to has a big fixture, or excuse me, wrong sport, matchup coming up this weekend as well. We'll touch on that in a second. But LSU and Vanderbilt to kick things off at noon, folks, is a good one. For all my ACC fans out there, Georgia Tech is visiting Duke. Georgia Tech is the 12th ranked team in the country.
That's a huge game.
It's a big game within the ACC. I don't think Duke is very good, though. Duke lost to Illinois at home. I don't think Duke is up to snuff for Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech wins, but you get better throughout the season. Maybe Duke surprises me a little bit. You got Oklahoma and South Carolina, 12:45 on the SEC Network. Oklahoma sitting at 1-1 in the conference. Obviously, their last week's loss in the Red River rivalry to Texas. John Mateer did not look like a quarterback who was healthy. Looked like he came back a little bit too early. He is going to be playing in this game, though, at South Carolina. Oklahoma 5-1 and the 14th ranked team in the country. Damian, the spread was Oklahoma -5.5. It has moved to 4.5 now. I expect South Carolina to be in this game to an extent. We'll have to see what that looks like. Michigan State at Indiana. Kurt Cignetti just signed that big contract with Indiana. They are 27.5-point favorites. That is the start of the 3:30 slate. Now, the big noon games, though, quickly. Oklahoma, South Carolina, Georgia Tech and Duke, LSU and Vanderbilt. And then the 3:30s, you got Indiana hosting Michigan State. You got my Buckeyes facing off against Collins Badgers at Camp Randall. We should be at that game. Texas A&M and Arkansas. A&M, the fourth-ranked team in the country, visiting Arkansas. And then the big one is Ole Miss and Georgia. Ole Miss, as I mentioned, 3-0 in the conference. Them in Alabama with that 3-0 record. Ole Miss has beaten LSU. They're the fifth-ranked team in the country, and they are going on the road to Georgia. Georgia is a fortress at home, unless your name is Alabama. Georgia is an elite team at home, unless your name is Alabama. I like Georgia in this game.
They're a touchdown favorite.
I like them. I like them a lot. I like Georgia in the game. Ole Miss on the season. They beat LSU, which was a good win. They flirted with disaster against Kentucky. They flirted with disaster last week at home against Washington State 24-21. Could that have been a look-ahead game? Maybe. But I think Ole Miss has flirted with disaster a little bit too much for my liking. I'm going to go with Georgia, and we're going to make our parlay of the weekend coming up here in a second. I'm probably going to be putting the Bulldogs there at -7.5. The 4 o'clock game, I think a big, big 12 game, no pun intended. Texas Tech at Arizona State. Arizona State 2-1 within the Big 12. Texas Tech 3-0 in the Big 12. Texas Tech is the number 7th team in the country. Their quarter, I'll tell you what, Texas Tech always has a gunslinger, and Bearon Morton, with 1,500 passing yards, 13 touchdowns to 3 interceptions, he has played that part this year. And I think Arizona State's going to be up for this game. They just got punched in the mouth by 32 points last week against Utah. They didn't have their quarterback, Sam Levitt. I think that that's going to be a big game coming up 4 o'clock on Saturday. And speaking of Colin Russo, it looks like he just got done with his F-45 workout. We should be in Wisconsin. We should be in Wisconsin. Yeah. F-45. Are you going? Are you getting a workout after the show, Dame?
Let's do it. I'll meet you there.
Yeah,
I got my slides on.
As you could hear on the air, folks, I was screaming at Colin saying we should be in Wisconsin for the Ohio State and Wisconsin matchup. But yeah, the four. Get back. Let's get back to the 4 o'clock, or rather the lone 4 o'clock. The Texas Tech and Arizona State. They're probably going to have Sam Levitt today, and I expect them to give a game to Texas Tech. Memphis and UAB. Memphis is ranked 22. They are one of the better teams within the American Conference. Keep in mind, our FAU Owls are in the American Conference as well. Memphis, number 22 in the country, 6-0, 2-0 in their conference. They're taking on UAB. Oregon is on the road against Greg Schiano's Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Washington State visiting Virginia. Texas on the road against Kentucky. I think that's going to be a game, believe it or not. Arch Manning on the road spells for trouble. And then the big nightcaps are Tennessee and Alabama, USC and Notre Dame. Tennessee and Alabama, I lean Bama here. That line has moved all the way up to 8.5. Guys, I got Alabama at 6.5 on Tuesday with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet, but that line has moved up all the way to 8. Everybody was getting all over the Crimson Tide. That line has shot up as Alabama will be hosting Tennessee. Joey Aguilar on the year for the Volunteers, 14 touchdowns to 5 interceptions, 1,600 passing yards. If we remember, Nico I left the program in a bit of a disgrace after he was complaining about his name, image, and likeness and his money that he was getting. But Joey Aguilar able to fit the bill at the quarterback position so far this year. And then Alabama has Ty Simpson. Ty Simpson, I think one of the more efficient quarterbacks within the SEC. I think a guy who could be playing Sunday football with how bad some of these quarterbacks have been in college football this year that we thought we could have seen at the top of the draft, like Cade Klubnik, like Garrett Nussmeier, and like Arch Manning. USC and Notre Dame, I like USC outright. I do. I think USC wins this game.
Wow. I think there, what was it, 10-point favors for Notre Dame?
+10.5, USC. +10.5. And I think 260 on that money line for USC. I'm hammering
you. So you would go money line?
I'm hammering USC tonight. Notre Dame is phony. They gave up 30 points to Vinny Sutherland's Purdue Boilermakers. Boiler up. I think they're fake. I do. I think Notre Dame gets pants tonight at home. The last time they played a good opponent at home was Texas A&M. They gave up 41 points, Damian. 41 points.
You're just high on USC because they beat Michigan.
You might be onto something. You might be onto something. You might be onto something. But they also
they're
lost
on your
to
good side.
They also lost to Illinois, though. And listen, you know I have a soft spot for Illinois.
I was going
to
say, you know I love Illinois.
Listen, you know I like the Fighting Illini. But can I say some? But Bielema and the late substitutions drove me crazy last weekend. Folks, there's a thing in football where you substitute, like, you're playing with fire on the late substitutions because you could get called for 10, you know, not enough guys on the field, too many guys on the field. Bielema plays with fire with that. And Coach Day for my Buckeyes was complaining about that all day long. So I actually do have a bone to pick with Illinois. I actually do have a bone to pick with the way that Bielema was doing those ridiculous subs. But regardless, listen, the number 20th team in the country, USC, is going to win at Notre Dame tonight. Notre Dame's defense, it isn't very good. It's not. I actually do like their quarterback, CJ Carr. But this isn't the... And listen, I like Marcus Freeman. Damien, I watched Marcus Freeman in 2007 go to a national title game with Jim Tressel and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah, he's an Ohio State
guy. I like
guy.
Freeman. I have nothing wrong. Listen, the problem I have with Freeman is what's on is the logo
he's
on his sweater.
Part of the program.
Is the logo on his sweater. That's the problem I have with Marcus right now. But I don't like their defense this year. For years, Damien, Notre Dame was great defense, subpar offense. I don't even I think that Notre Dame defense isn't even good at this point, but we'll have to wait and see. That's why we play the games, right? I could be dead wrong on that. And then to wrap up the nightcaps, USF is actually hosting FAU, the 19th ranked team in the country. The USF South Florida Bulls are hosting FAU. Ken LaVica, my good buddy Ken LaVica, on the call for FAU. I'm filling in for Ken on the Inter Miami side because Ken is calling a top 20, or rather calling a game against a top 25 team in USF. So best of luck to the FAU Owls as they take on USF on the road. You have Missouri on the road for the first time against Auburn. That'll be an interesting matchup. Bo Pabula coming off that loss to Alabama at home. It was their first loss of the season and first loss in SEC play. It's a 5-1 Missouri team heading to Auburn. And things are interesting with Auburn, too. Let's rewind last week when the referees completely robbed them of the football game. Remember the Jackson Arnold fumble at the goal line, the Kirby Smart. I didn't call timeout when everybody in the country outside of the referees that were actually officiating the game said he didn't call timeout. So that's a very interesting matchup. And then the best Big 12 matchup of the night is at 8 o'clock tonight, Utah and BYU. The number 23-ranked Utes are taking on the 15th-ranked BYU. 6-0 in the conference, 3-0 in the Big 12 for BYU. And then Utah, their lone loss in the conference came against Texas Tech. They are 2-1 and 5-1 on the year. Let's take our first, our second time out of the program. You're listening to Saturday Tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez, live time. Dare and Hard Rock Bet have teamed up to give one lucky winner tickets to two epic rivalries, the Florida versus Tampa Bay hockey game on November 15th and the Miami versus New York NBA game on November 17th, plus $1,000 cash and $500 in bonus bets. Enter to win by heading to the Dare Day Club at the Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood Hotel and Casino every Sunday from 12 to 4. So, folks, if you want to win a couple of tickets to some high-level Florida matchups, all you got to do to enter to win is you got to head to the Dare Day Club at the Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood Hotel and Casino every Sunday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. and placing $50 in bets on Hard Rock Bet. It's the best place to watch, win, and party every game day. Don't miss out. You've got till November 5th to enter. So folks, get the Dare Day Club at the Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood Hotel. You have it till November 5th to enter. It's every Sunday from 12 to 4 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. up until November 5th. Are you ready to roll? Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. That's 1-833-PLAY-WISE. Once again, folks, if you want tickets for Florida versus Tampa Bay, the hockey game on November 15th, and the Miami versus New York NBA game on November 17th, plus $1,000 in cash and $500 in bonus bets. All you got to do to enter to win is to head to Dare Day Club at the Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood Hotel and Casino Sunday, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. You have until November 5th to enter. Taking a timeout, coming right back, Saturday Tailgate, right here on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
All right, folks, I've been busy on the Hard Rock Bet app. I've been busy making our parlay of the weekend. I have our NFL plays. I'm finishing up our college football plays. And I'm going to ask Damian Perez to look at his app and find me a great play for that Inter-Miami game coming up. Once again, we're going to have the Inter-Miami game. It is a stream-only game, folks. So you know what you got to do. You got to download that ESPN South Florida app. You want to know why the app is great, folks? On these nights where we have a lot of our teams playing, like say the Hurricane, like so today, the Kaiser Seahawks play. The Kaiser game and the Inter-Miami game are going to be going on at the same time. Folks, if you download the ESPN South Florida app, you could listen to the Kaiser game and the like both of those streams are going to be available on the South Florida app. Both of those games. So if you wanted to listen to the Kaiser stream, go download the South Florida app, click on the Kaiser game. If you want to listen to the Inter-Miami game tonight, download the South Florida app and listen to the Inter-Miami game right on the app. It's the best way to listen to ESPN 106.3. Download that brand new ESPN South Florida app. All right, Dame. I got our plays this weekend with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Let's start on the NFL side of things. Haven't touched on the NFL much, but Colts plus two. Colts are at the Chargers. I like the Colts in that game. And then the Cowboys, who are favored by one at home against the Commanders, basically in a pick 'em. Next, we're going with Ohio State minus 25.5 against Wisconsin. Buckeyes 5-1 against the spread. And then we're going with Georgia at home, minus 7.5 against Ole Miss. I love me Lane Kiffin. I do. I love me some Lane. But I think the Ole Miss has flirted with disaster too many times. I think Georgia wins by two scores. Dame, is there an Inter-Miami play that you have for us today in their final fixture against Nashville today?
And I didn't even have to look far. Inter-Miami plus 170. They're actually underdogs against Nashville. Surprises me a little bit. I mean, Nashville is at home. They are playing in a desperate spot. But Inter-Miami plus 170. I think Messi will play 90. Give me Inter-Miami plus 170.
So Inter-Miami plus 170 added to the parlay. Folks, $20 wins you $750. $20 wins $750. That is our good friends at Hard Rock Bet, folks. Download the app today. We went with the Colts plus two, Cowboys minus one, Buckeyes minus 25 and a half, Georgia minus 7.5, and Inter Miami to secure a win in their final regular season game at Nashville. Offer by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus, physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. We've ran out of time here on ESPN 106.3 and Saturday Tailgate. Appreciate Damian. We will be back later on today. Download the South Florida app to listen to Inter Miami. I'm on the call. Damian's on the pregame on the 760 AM Spanish side. We'll catch up with you guys in a little bit. See you. Bye.